AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hey there, welcome back to Random Thoughts from A. I'm Alex, and this is where I unpack all the stuff swirling in my brain that I wish someone would have just said out loud. Today's thought might be something you've Googled before, or maybe whispered to yourself late at night. How do I stop being anxious? And the truth is, I don't have a magic fix, but I do have some thoughts that might help. Anxiety is tricky. It's not always loud or dramatic. Sometimes it's quiet, subtle, sneaky. It can look like overthinking every conversation or needing a reason for why you feel off. It can look like procrastinating because you're afraid to fail, or needing constant reassurance just to feel okay. Sound familiar? If you're human, chances are you've felt anxious. Some of us feel it daily, and while it's normal, it can be really overwhelming. And here's the big questions. How do we stop being anxious? Well, spoiler alert, you don't just stop like flipping a switch, but you can learn how to work with it. You can get better at not letting it control you. Here's what helped me. 1. Acknowledge it. Don't fight it. Don't pretend it's not there. Anxiety thrives on resistance. Just naming it, saying, okay, I'm feeling anxious right now, can already lower its grip on you. Think of it like a wave. The more you try to fight the wave, the more it knocks you over. But if you ride it, you stay afloat. 2. Breathe. Literally, breathe. I know it sounds basic, but hear me out. When your brain is in panic mode, your body doesn't know the difference between real danger and imagined danger. Breathing deeply tells your body, we're safe. Even 60 seconds of slow breathing can reset your nervous system. No apps, no tools, just you and your lungs. 3. Get out of your bed and into your body. Move, stretch, walk, shake it out. Sometimes anxiety is stuck energy that just needs somewhere to go. 4. Question the thought. Anxiety loves to lie. It tells you the worst case scenario is definitely going to happen. So pause and ask, is this a fact or is it a fear? And even if it is a fear, remind yourself you can handle it. You've handled hard things before. You're not powerless here. And here's another one that took me forever to learn. You don't need to solve everything right now. Anxiety makes everything feel urgent, but not everything is an emergency. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is pause and let the feeling pass. You don't have to fix your whole life in one night. You just have to get through this moment and then the next. So if you're feeling anxious right now, if your mind is racing, your chest feels tight, and you're thinking to think your way out of it, take this as your cue to stop trying so hard. You're not broken. You're not behind. You're just human. It's okay to feel anxious. It's okay to slow down. And it's okay to not have it all figured out. You're doing better than you think. And the more you learn to sit with anxiety instead of fighting it, the less power it will have over you. One breath at a time, one step at a time. You've got this. That's it for today's thought on Random Thoughts from A. Thanks for sitting with me, for being human with me, and this has helped even a little. I hope you come back next time. Be gentle with yourself. Talk soon.